Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gadgets and gadgets.
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provocative. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
This is Eric and Andrea from Let's Get Naughty, and you're listening to Barely Podcasting with your host, Barely.
Hey, Barely. Guess what I'm barely wearing?
The next time you're in the mood for a fun, insightful, and provocative conversation about sex and sexuality, tune in to Let's Get Naughty.
You can find us at www.letsgetnaughtypodcast.com or subscribe to us in iTunes.
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely!
Yes, that's right, it's Barely. I'm here, I'm ready to go. Let's get this show on the road. Not too much intro stuff that I have to do, so I'm just going to go in to say what's going to be on today's episode. Saving my poop! Getting shocked everywhere I go. It's shocking, I guess you can say. Storm alarm going off, and it was weird. I'm being invaded. Work fashions, and what happens when the boss tries to talk to me lately. So, anyway, I think that's pretty much it. Got no other news, so let's get right into the show. My wife has been teaching my little girl a lot of, like, silly phrases, and anytime I try to teach my little girl something, my wife usually says, "No, that's silly, Daddy," and then my little girl goes, "Silly, Daddy." So I never get anything my way. Until the other day, my wife was changing my little girl in the family room. She's not fully potty trained. She had interest, and then it disappeared. So we're back to non-potty training. But my wife had just changed her. My wife had gotten up. It was a poopy diaper. And she goes to take the poopy diaper and throw it in the trash can. I tell my little girl, "Come here." She walks over and I said, "Tell mommy, save my poop." My little girl at the top of her lungs goes, "Mama, save my poop! Save my poop!" My wife looks at me, gives me the evil eye, like, "Why the hell did you just teach her how to say that?" And needless to say, folks, I was laughing hysterically, which just encouraged my daughter to do it more. So, my daughter now wants us to save all of her poops. At work lately, it's been, I think, really dry. My throat has been getting really dry lately, so I feel it's kind of a drier atmosphere, even though we've had a lot of rain here in Chicago. Around me, though, is a lot of metal. And for some reason, every time I walk by something metal, I get the zap. Just a little zap here and there. Until I walk over to one of our storage rooms, which I'm in charge of. And I have to go in there like 6 or 7 times a day, and it has a combination lock, you know, kind of one of those beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. You put in this code, and the door opens, and there's all the stuff that no one else is allowed to see, and you walk in there, and it is extremely anticlimactic. You're like, why are we locking this up? It's a piece of frickin' paper. But we lock it up anyway, and I'm in charge of it, so it's like, I have the power! But every time I go in there and I have to enter the code, I get shocked. And the other day, I'm walking in there, and I have a lot of stuff that I'm taking into there to just to organize and everything. I get a shock where I jumped back, my other arm flipped up, So this box I had just goes everywhere in the hall, and I'm like, mother! Out of the corner of my eye, I saw my new boss, the new big boss, the head of my new head of my department. And she sees this, and she looks at me, and she's like, why did that just happen? I'm like, I just got shocked, and it really hurt. That was just a natural reaction. She walks away laughing. So now she thinks I'm a complete and utter spaz, which can't look good upon review time, and we're coming up to that period, folks. Should I be getting my resume ready for distribution? God, I hope not.
There was a time when nothing stood in between us. Now there's a curve in the road so sharp it'll make you bleed. We don't talk, we just...
On Monday, about a week ago, we were having some real, real nasty storms come through. They were interrupting all the TV broadcasts and everything. And even if you have TiVo, this is annoying because TiVo still picks that up. So you could be watching it a day later, and still you're getting the, ooh, from the National Weather Service, you are in the middle of a blah, blah, blah. And they show the storm coming in and everything, and you're like, oh, just give me a frickin' break. Let me go through and just watch my show. Yes, I see a storm is coming. I see the lightning out the window. I'm not a frickin' moron. Well, they must think we are, because they have to interrupt every 5 minutes, or split screen it so you have just two little screens on your big screen and you're just looking at it like you're just a freaking moron. Let me watch my show. So this is coming through and we're having a big storm rolling in, and I think most of you have seen those kind of weather maps that they'll show on TV where it's like the Doppler stuff and everything, and red means it's like the worst rain ever since like Noah's Ark. Downpour, make a boat and load everybody on two by two because we're going to be flooded. Yay, woo, big pool. Well, there was a big one of those headed right towards my house. And all of a sudden, the sirens or whatever go off. It's those emergency sirens that are all over, at least the United States, that kind of say, something bad's coming, kiss your butt goodbye. That siren. It starts going off. But we're watching everything. We're not seeing a tornado warning. That's really the only time it's supposed to go off. So my instinct is, I'm going to call the police department, see what's going on. They should know. I call the police department. And I get this. I dial, boop, 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 beep, boop, beep. And it rings a couple times. And then the person who picks up at the other end is like, if you heard the siren, something's going on. Click. Okay, you couldn't even let me ask what was going on. Maybe I was calling about something completely different, but yet you assume I'm calling about, well, really what I am calling about, but you're still assuming that that's what the call is. You're the freaking police department. I could be saying there's a guy in my house with the gun gonna shoot me, but no, you just say, there's something going on if you hear the sirens, click. And I'm like, this is what I'm paying taxes for, folks, for someone to be rude to me on the phone and do that. Fortunately, I know the line is recorded, and hopefully that person got in, like, serious trouble, because that was just wrong. I mean, I'm calling, I don't know what to do. Should I be getting my daughter and the cats and my wife into the basement where they can see all my podcasting gear? I don't know. Should I be packing up my podcasting gear in, like, cellophane bags so that I can save it once the flood is done? I don't know. The police department didn't tell me.
Loving your work like a dog every morning. City's a pain like the latte stain on your dress. Get in the van before you break down. It don't cost a dime to leave this town. Get on the road because we gotta get out of this mess.
Well, folks, I think there is a convention out there to say, let's scare the shit out of Barely. I am scared to death of spiders. I mean, I can see them through glass and it freaks me out. We'll go to the zoo and there's like that exhibit of African stuff and all that. I get freaked out there because, well, there's spiders, and they'll have them behind cages. It's like, there's this hissing spider, and there's this big tarantula, and I just kind of, woo, right through. I put blinders on. I literally do this. I put my hands next to my eyes so I see straight forward, and I get the hell out of there as fast as possible. That's how just scared to death I am of spiders. During, like, watching Indiana Jones and all those movies, I'm also scared of snakes. But when they're doing all that stuff in the beginning, there's all those spiders and everything, I was squirming in my seat so bad. my folks thought that I had, like, something had bit me in the butt. That's how much I was just moving around. But needless to say, I was feeling something on, like, my butt at the time. I'm like, this is creepy. I just don't know. That's how scared to death I am of spiders. Similar to how my wife is with crickets. But the other day, my wife and I are looking out the window, and I see a black widow. The most deadliest spider in North America, folks. And it's right outside my frickin' window. And I tell my wife, honey, that's a black widow. She's like, no, it's not. Those are only in the southern states. I'm like, uh-uh. Those are all over America. She's like, no, they're not. No, they're not. I'm like, that's a frickin' black widow. Unfortunately, this is on the window, which is kind of away from the door, so I'll never have to go over near there. My wife goes and looks it up, and she comes back. And it's one of the few times I really wish I would have recorded this, where my wife came back to me and said, honey, I was wrong. You were right. Any guy will understand what I mean when I say that, saying that is something you wish you could record and just play over and over and over. That could be my new ringtone on my phone. I miss it when she can say stuff like that, and that is true. But I digress again. Well, I was sick. I think it was on Monday, and I was home, so I'm going out to check the mail. And I open my front door, and as I turn, because I open the door, I'm looking down, looking at the door, open it up. And I turn my head to look outside. What is no more than 3 inches from my nose? That damn black widow. I slam the door. I run back inside. I'm like, spider, it goes to my face. I listened recently to an episode of Public Nuisance Radio. And Mikey has the same fear I do of spiders. Just freaks him out. But he also said what he does to kill them. He just takes any kind of aerosol or pump spray kind of thing and sprays them down. Not Febreze. He said that just makes them smell nice, but they still are ticked. Well, I found some just regular old cleaner that we had, and I grab it. It was the only thing I could find. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to take this. I run back out, and I'm spraying the hell out of this black widow. Instantly, two of its rear leg crawly things just go limp. And it's trying to run around. I'm just spraying the hell out of it. I'm like, die, die, you scum-sucking spider, die. And it finally falls to the ground, where fortunately I have my shoes on. And in a triumphant move, I'm like, yes, I'm going to kill it. I smash it. And then realize it's on the bottom of my shoe. My little girl plays with my shoes. So what am I supposed to do? I kind of scrape it off on the side, but I'm like, that's not a wise thing to do either because my little girl plays out here. So I take that spray stuff that I had, and I'm spraying it all in there. And then it rained that night all over the house. I mean, it was one of those rains where it just kind of swirled all over the house. There was no place that was dry. So I was lucky in that aspect. But folks, it didn't stop there. I think the Black Widow sent out a message before it was killed. It must have been the last moment, its last gasp of breath in its ultra-high spider sense, or whatever it is. It said, get Barely! Get Barely! Get Crunch! Of course, I didn't realize this. I didn't know this message had gone out to spiders all over the place. Because the next night, I'm coming home from work. And I had to stay late that night, so it was dark when I got home. I turn the corner. I don't see anything. I pull into the driveway, hit the garage door button. Garage door starts going up. This big freaking black spider is on the side of my house, and it darts around the corner. It's on the side of the garage door, where the garage door is in front of you. And then there's like that little section of either brick or siding. I have brick at that point of my house until the edges of the garage where it kind of goes back onto a sidewall. This thing darts around, and I swear the body of it was probably as big, maybe about half as big as an iPod. That's how big this thing looked. And its legs sent it out, I would say at least another 6 inches each way. I mean, the thing was big. And it just darts around the corner. And of course, that freaks me out. I'm like, I'm in my car and I'm still freaked out. I pull in, get my stuff out of my car, kind of dart in, and all of a sudden, right where I put my shoes, there's another one. Probably about half the size of the one that darted around on the outside. There's another one just like it that's there. And it kind of hides into a corner, right near a corner between the door jamb and a corner with a wall that goes parallel. Yeah, that's the 90-degree angle thing. And I look at it, and I'm like, okay, there's about 3 inches. I cannot get anything to go in that's that narrow, that's within grasp. And I'm freaking out because this thing's right next to the door handle. So I'm afraid that I'm going to reach for the door handle, and it's going to come out and just go, gotcha. That's where the black widow that you killed yesterday. I'm freaking out, folks. So what do? I take one of my wife's sandals that was able to get in there, and I just start pounding the hell out of this thing. And I hear it crunching, too. I mean, it was that big that it was crunching, and it just falls down. And I put my wife's sandal away, and even though I'm kind of sitting there all manly and victorious, like, yes, I killed this evil spider that was trying to get me, I am freaking out inside. I'm like, no. I grab the door, run inside. The door slams shut. I lock it. We never lock this door. I locked it and kind of ran in. My wife's like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, there's a big spider outside. I didn't kill it, but there's still another one out there, and it's really big. She looks at me and says, what a manly man I married. So let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us all day. Nothing gonna stand in our way, yeah. Let's drive away. Well, folks, I know I've mentioned before that I'm not really the fashion expert anywhere, but yet, there are things that I know that you should not be doing. And since I sit near the restroom at work, at least for now, they told us our department is moving. We don't know where, we don't know when, but we're moving. Yay, we're moving. I don't know if I'm going to be near the toilet anymore. But that's something completely different. Right now, I sit near the bathroom. And I was talking with someone, so I'm actually almost looking directly into the kind of cubby hole area where the two bathroom doors are. And this woman comes around in, like, stiletto heels and a cocktail dress. And I know this is a cocktail dress because it's, like, showing a lot of cleavage. It's showing, I mean, it's a nice black dress. I mean, it's a real pretty dress. It looked really nice on her, but I'm just sitting there, I'm like, that's not really what you wear to work. That's what you wear to work if the night before you went out to the bar, you met someone, shacked up with them, and then came in the next day because you said, stupid me, I should have had a spare set of clothes in the car, which obviously they didn't. But I'm looking at her, and I'm just like, that's just wrong. And the woman who I'm talking to, she's like, what's up? And I'm like, just wait, this, you have to see it. The woman comes out, and this is when I get the full frontal shot of her with kind of the cleavage and everything, and I just kind of nod my head towards her. The woman turns around really quick as this woman who's in the cocktail dress walks away. And she looks at me and says, that's not really what you're supposed to wear to work. I'm like, no. And I said, I'm not even a fashion guy, and I know that you don't. That's kind of a little bit inappropriate. And she's like, yeah. But she's not in our department. There's nothing we can do about it. I'm like, well, I can ogle her. Excuse me, folks. I am getting over a cold, I think, so my laugh is kind of gone. I think you just kind of heard my pathetic attempt at my laugh, so there won't be much laughing in this episode. But, yeah, I mean, there was that. I'm like, this is just odd. Why would you wear a cocktail dress unless you shacked up the night before? And that's pretty much telling everybody, hey, I got laid last night because I'm easy.
Love was a word in a song and I took it for granted. A bump in the road, not really a part of the drive. Made me believe
On Friday, it was relatively easy at work. I mean, it was very quiet. Not much was going on. So I was like, okay, I can listen to some podcasts. Normally, I don't have the opportunity to be able to do that just because people are always coming up to me asking me about things or giving me a call or something like that. I was actually able to catch up on a lot of work. So I was feeling pretty productive. I'm like, okay, this is good. I can listen to a couple shows. Well, Corby had just released his most recent episode of The Twisted Pickle. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to listen to this. I download it. I listen to it. But as I listen to it, I always keep one ear open just in case someone needs to talk to me. And I'm doing my work, listening to Corby, which, by the way, is a really good episode. His final story, I was just totally enthralled with it the whole way through. You've got to listen to the most recent episode of The Twisted Pickle, the one that came out on Friday, October 3rd, I think it is, or 2nd, or 1st. The first one he put out in October, that's the one you got to listen to. Listen to the last story. It was really good, really built up well. But again, I tangent. I'm listening to Corby in one ear, and all of a sudden my boss is coming around. He's like, hey, B. Hey, B. And usually the first time someone calls me, I don't fully hear it. I just have bad hearing, so it's just kind of natural. I don't hear it the first time. But he's like, hey, B. Hey, B. And I hear it coming out of my left ear. I know it's to my left because my right ear is covered, but usually if it's coming that way, it sounds a little bit muffled. So I hit pause, and I turn to my left. I spin all the way around. I don't see anybody. I'm like, was I just called? And looking over my desk from my right is my boss. And he's like, hey, B. I know I was right over there, but now I'm over here. And I'm like, oh, don't do that to me. And he's just like, it was actually kind of funny to watch you look around like, what am I being called? Am I, what? I'm like, that's what I do every time you call me from your office. He's like, oh, I need to put a camera up there to watch you. That'd be kind of funny. So he's just telling me about these things that he needs for me to do and all this. I'm like, okay, sure, no problem. And then he comes up to me later. He's like, should I be calling you again? I'm like, oh, don't do that to me. You're going to be killing me. And he's telling everybody in the department now. So now they're all coming up to me. If they see my earphones going into one ear, they know I'm listening to something and I'm keeping it quiet so I'm not disturbing everybody. But they're coming up to me and just calling me and then disappearing. So now it seems like it's the department joke to come up to me and call my name and then just disappear and watch me look. If this gets me a raise, I'm all for it, but I doubt it. I doubt this is gonna get me that raise. Barely's time in Japan. No wonder they call us ugly Americans. Yes, folks, that's right. Dorky music time. Which can only mean one thing. Time for the Japan story. Well, this one's going to be more of how you get to someone else's place. I'm not really sure how I should be introing it or anything, but in Japan, everybody has business cards. And when I say everybody, I literally mean everybody. Kids have them. Adults have them. Everybody. Everybody out there has this little business card, and you either flip it open or flip it over, and it has a map to your home. I guess it could be a good thing if you live in a major city and you get too drunk to go home, you just give them a card and it's like, take me home. Which does make it easy, but also what it does is it usually gives like a train station or a subway station or two, so you can kind of have a point of reference, major intersections. And then also it'll say if it's a one-way street or not. So every time you meet somebody new, what you have to do is hand off this card to say, yeah, this is how you can get to my place. This is how you can call me. Really, the way you can look at it now is like beaming from one Palm Pilot to another your business card, which is you just hold down like the one button and it'll transmit that information over. So it's really quick and simple. But this is done purely with a business card. And you have like thousands of these printed up. And then at home, you will have a book. A notebook full of these cards. So if you're going to somebody's house and you've already been there before and you've talked with them and everything, you have their business card. And you just take it out of your little notebook and you hand it to the taxi driver. They'll give it back. They'll know where to go and everything. And they get you there. I mean, it is just For me, it still blows my mind that I had, I think, like 300 of these things, and I had them in what should have been a case for baseball cards. You know, those protective sleeves and everything. I had a full binder of those. And everybody has them. I mean, that's the amazing part, is that that is just accepted practice in society. Did you have that? So if you ever go over to Japan and live over there, make sure you have your baseball card holders and a notebook or in a binder for them, and get yourself some business cards. It's not just for podcasters anymore.
There's a time when nothing stood in between us. Now there's a curve in the road so sharp it'll make you bleed.
My review this week is one I wanted to do a couple episodes ago, but if you've seen the website, you know things just didn't go the way I wanted it to. But my review this week is going to be Me and the Bean. It is Chad and Amanda. They're from North Carolina. Not pretty much. They're from the hometown of Andy Griffith. You know, the Andy Griffith Show with little Ronnie Howard and all that. A lot of it's based on their hometown, but they kind of, Mayberry. That's the name of the town in the show, and that's, it's not named Mayberry, but that's where they live, is Mayberry. And they just kind of tell what's going on with their lives, and they just recently had their second child, so they're kind of telling you how it is being parents of two. Chad is, I would say, a former musician. He does have a lot of the musician style to him. He does, I believe he still writes some stuff here and there, but he has that view, a kind of a very art musician's view, which I'm not saying is bad. It's just you can kind of see it pulls out. He knows a lot about music. He knows a lot about music editing and all that kind of stuff. Amanda, in her former life before becoming a mom, was an actress. That's right, folks, a New York actress. I mean, she was someone who was trying to make it the big time and then met Chad, and I guess you could say that's where it all fell apart. But yet at the same time, that's also where they met. And you, now we get Me and the Bean, which is an excellent show. It is actually one of my favorites. It is actually one of the shows that is out there that I listen to that is family safe and work safe. My little girl, when I was first listening to the show, I was catching up. I had like, I think, 25 to 30 episodes I had to catch up on. I was listening to it in the car, and they're only about 20 minutes long. And so when I was driving with her, I was able to get through a couple in the car with my little girl. And after a while, every time Amanda would say, "And I'm the Bean," and she always does that at the beginning of every episode, my little girl would go, "Bean, Bean," in the back seat. It was the funniest thing to see her do. But yeah, Me and the Bean, I mean, it is just such a family show, not even episode, but just show that just fully encompasses what family life is in the 21st century. It's not this demented view that I seem to have for some reason, but it is really showing two people who truly, truly care about each other, and they have a lot of fun with each other, too. I mean, they still have those creative juices that are that come out of, I guess you could say, their former lives of being a musician and also being an actress. They still use all those creative juices, and you can see it coming out in their podcast. Just the creativeness in them that really is something I wish I had more of, more creativity, more style like that. I tried to be a guitarist. I tried to be a drummer. I even tried to be a bassist once, and don't ask me to sing. So, I mean, that kind of knocks me out of the band. Oh, yeah, I also played the piano for a few years, and now I can't remember. I only know where middle C is. But I'm sure if you ask Chad, "Hey, look, can you just play this?" I'm sure he could. And also, he's extremely knowledgeable on music and any kind of music that's out there. And I believe from his experience, and this is just me guessing, he definitely could probably pick up any instrument and just jam on it, and everyone would just be blown away. But they don't go too much into that. It's really their lives with their kids and how everything is just going from day to day. And just kind of funny observations that they also notice out there. So it's not just weirdness that I notice, but I'm a dork and I think I cause half of the things that happen to me. But Chad and Amanda, they definitely are a show you got to listen to. So go check out Me and the Bean at meandthebean.com. And if you're a first-time listener, which I don't think you should be, but if you are, let them know that the Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you over. Now here's their promo.
Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean.
Welcome to Me and the Bean. I'm me.
And I'm the bean.
And this is just a taste of some of the stories you'll hear when you listen to our podcast. And one time we were in our mall, this big overweight lady come with a big muumuu type dress came out of the Kmart. We saw she was walking really awkwardly. Her ankles were like this weird angle.
Like a duck?
Yeah, it was really. She's walking like a duck. And this woman of equal girth, breathless, runs out of Kmart and goes, "Stop her! She's got a TV!" And then finally she steps off the sidewalk and the TV just plops out from her muumuu dress.
My first kiss. I was 14 and I was on my trampoline and this boy, his name was Ryan, came over. He kissed me and it was the real thing, you know, like the French kiss and everything, and I was pretty grossed out.
God.
This is the best part. He looks at me and he goes, "So babe, was that rockets or fireworks?"
For more delightful tales, check out me
and the bean
at www.podcastrant.com/me and the bean.
Well, folks, I think that's going to wrap it up for me today. This is kind of a shorter show compared to last week, but hey, last week was almost 2 weeks worth of stuff, or almost three, because I had that feedback show in there where I didn't say anything else. And speaking of feedback, got very little this week. I guess doing a feedback show scares off people for feedbacking. Again, folks, I am kind of coming down with a cold, so please ignore my pathetic attempt at my own laugh. It's not like I'm trying to mimic myself or anything. But I did have one call come in. It is from Steve, from Steve's Midlife Crisis. Go check it out. I have been. I've actually been catching up on it, and it's actually a really good show. He's another spinoff of the Twisted Pickle. So go check him out. And here is his call, and let's listen to it now.
Hey, 4DORK, is that the number? No. Oh, it's recording. Oh, hey, dude. Hey, what's going on, man? This is Steve from Steve's Midlife Crisis. You can reach me at www.stevesmlc.com. Just want to tell you, I listened to show number 34, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell you this, but this is the first show that I've ever listened to of you, and Corby from the Twisted Pickle has mentioned you a bunch of times, but I've been very, very busy, and I have trouble downloading stuff onto my iPod sometimes, so I'm sorry. I really like your show, though. 34 was really cool. I enjoyed that, and I would like to hear the werewolf crazy guy myself. So, anyway, enjoy the show, dude. You're doing a great job, and I wanted to invite you to take a listen to my show. And like I said, that is www.stevesmlc.com. And I am currently in show number 8 and debating on whether or not recording show number 9 tonight while my wife is out getting her hair cut. So, the dreaded haircut, that's right. I'm going to lie my butt off and tell her it looks wonderful whenever she gets home, even though it's probably going to be like standing on the very tip-top of her head like Bride of Frankenstein. Why in the hell do hairdressers do that to your wives whenever they go and get their hair cut? And then you're supposed to say, "Yeah, it looks great. I love it, honey," and pray that she doesn't style it like that again. Good God, I'm rambling. Okay, anyway, love the show, dude. And we'll listen to more. I'll get caught up to 34 here very shortly, and I'll probably call you back a bunch. So you've done it now. Now you've got a stalker. Well, not a stalker, but I guess a voicemailer on a regular basis. Is that stalking? I don't know. Okay, see you, dude.
Steve, I'll forgive you if you forgive me for also trying to catch up on yours. I'm actually going from the first one to the last one. And now what I'm doing is I'm catching up, so I'm really enjoying the show, and I also have to admit, in his last episode I listened to, he was admitting he was like a Star Wars geek and all that kind of stuff. I am too. Right now I'm looking at pretty much all of the most recent Star Wars action figures. Not dolls, action figures. I haven't even opened them yet, and I have a couple limited editions, blah, blah, blah. I know, I'm a dork, I'm a geek. What? Isn't that what you guys listen to me for anyway, just to see how much of a dork and a geek I'm going to be? Well, also, yeah, Steve, I have to agree with you. When the women come back from the hair salon, it's like, you'll never get it to look like that again. And B, why did you have to cut it so short? My wife likes keeping her hair short. I like it when it's long, and it was long for a while, then she chopped it, and I didn't like it. Well, I mean, it's growing on me. It's okay, but still, when you come back from the salon, it never is going to look the same way again, and half the time, I forget to even mention it. So I get in the doghouse on that one. Steve, you've got to mention when they get the haircut that it looks good. Otherwise, you're in the doghouse with me, and it's crowded. I don't like a crowded doghouse. And I think that's going to be it. So I am going to take off this week and check in next week. I'll have more stupid things that I've done. I'm sure it's going to happen because it's only Sunday from when I'm recording. And Monday's a new week for me, so new dorkiness. And I'm just going to give you my contact information because I forgot to give it to you last week. Maybe that's why I didn't get any feedback. You can check out the website at www.barelypodcasting.com. You can email me at barely@barelypodcasting.com. Also, if you go going back to the website, I know I am discombobulated on this one, but on the website there is the My Chingo that if you have a microphone hooked up to your computer, just a regular old microphone, I mean, it doesn't have to be any fancy thing, you can leave me a voicemail there. Or I have the shout box right below it. You can go in and check it out. Just type away. I do kind of check that all the time. So you can kind of have a conversation with me, with other listeners, which is always cool. And also, speaking of voicemail, you can give me a call at area code 206-984-DORK, which is DORK. Of course, that does come out to be spelled 206-984-3675. And also, you can Skype me. My Skype name is Barely. And you can also check out my MySpace, which I'm there occasionally. I'm still learning how to use it all. But that's at www.myspace.com/barelypodcasting. Yeah, that's the site. I have no idea where half my things are anymore. I am such a dork. So until next week, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. And I'll see you at episode 36. Okay, I know I just had the full ending. Hey, I'm done. Blah, blah, blah. And then I forgot I had to do a couple other things. The music you've been listening to on this episode is Matthew Ebel, Drive Away. You can find him at music.podshow.com. Also, if you want to find where the show is, you can check it out at a few places. I'm on AmigoFish. I'm in iTunes. I'm at the Podcast Pickle. And actually, I'm in the forum boards a lot there, too. So you can maybe even have a conversation with me that way. And also, I'm at blueberry.com, which doesn't have any E's. I don't know why, but they don't. So that's the rest of my business. I'm out of here. See you next week. How the hell can I do any work with this? So that if you're going to somebody and if you're blah 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 blah. So that if you're going to somebody and if you're blah 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 bl